This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Time to take the Marketplace Economic Pulse, views on the economy from a range of perspectives. Today, it's a more environmentally friendly approach to breaking down old buildings. Construction materials can be reused a lot of times, not just a vintage lintel. Even the concrete can be ground up and used in new paving. Recent research finds the construction industry responsible for about 30% of the total waste produced globally. One organization trying to change that is a nonprofit in Detroit called the Architectural Salvage Warehouse. Chris Rutherford is executive director there. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We get numbers all the time from the government on the construction industry. I think you're in the deconstruction business.
That's right. It's very similar, except it's in the reverse order. Instead of building a structure, we take it apart piece by piece. And construction and demolition debris is one of the largest contributors to landfills in the world. And so try to save and salvage every aspect that we can and transform waste into opportunities.
We used a salvaged sink when fixing up a kitchen once. Are you seeing people interested in the used stuff with character?
In Detroit, there are a lot of abandoned and blighted properties, and a lot of them have to come down. But you've got a variety of different outlets for the materials. So you've got the consumers who are looking at a low-cost way to, say, upgrade their kitchen. Or you've got a historic preservationist looking for some specific trim. You've got a number of businesses that we've helped incubate that use reclaimed materials. And so when you go into these old Detroit homes, what's really left is the beautiful old lumber that these homes were built with. You can make all sorts of wonderful things out of them and create jobs in Detroit and around the region.
Well, that's a especially interesting part of the work that you do, right? You do see that work as an engine for the local economy?
Absolutely. So when you look at deconstruction, you're creating 8 to 10 jobs over standard demolition. And then when you look at the downstream economic benefits of deconstruction, the reuse of those materials in the local economy, you're talking about 20 to 1 in jobs.
Government numbers show the labor market in America still running strong. 8.8 million job openings were posted this winter. It's sometimes hard to find construction workers. What about finding deconstruction workers? Getting tougher to hire?
It is, yeah. I think that while the demand is growing, our capacity to take more down is getting more challenging. But it's a great pathway into the construction field. So a lot of our program participants move on to various construction trades, including unions and truck driving and CNC operators. But right now, yes, I think the market is pretty tight. So it makes it difficult to compete.
So there's an upside here if you can get the word out.
In Detroit and all around the country, it's a huge benefit economically, environmentally, socially, preserving those materials and telling the story of them is a big, important part of it.
All right. A view from the deconstruction business. Chris Rutherford is executive director of Architectural Salvage Warehouse in Detroit. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.